Effie. Come in. Darling. Welcome back. I'm so happy to see you. Come here. Sit at my feet. Oh, aren't you the clever one to start massaging my feet right away? You know how much I like that. I feel like you might be up to something, kitten. You have very talented hands, but I think you're trying to distract me. Do you have a reason for visiting me today? By the blush rising in your face, I'm guessing so. Let me see if I can guess. Why would my darling boy come and interrupt my reading time? It must be very important. While I consider the situation, stand up and take your clothes off for me. Slowly, baby. I want to enjoy the show. I want to savor the sight of my boy stripping just for me. Look at that blush. I love how bashful you can still be for me. I've had my tongue in your ass, and yet you still blush when stripping for me. That's so adorable. All right, first take off your shoes and socks. And now your shirt. Oh, I do love your body. Come closer so I can run my hands all over you. Yes, I know I told you to strip. I just want to tease you and listen to your gasps and moans. And when I tweak your nipples like this, you make the most gorgeous sounds. You're so adorable. I know exactly how to turn you on. Now, time to take off your jeans. Turn around so I can watch your ass as you wiggle out of those things. Bend over. Oh, darling, what a pretty little thong you have on. Did you dress up extra pretty for me? You know, you have excellent taste in lingerie, I must say. Turn around and face me so I can see what your pretty panties are hiding. Oh, judging by your tiny cock's attempts to break free of its cage, I think I know why you came to see me. How long has it been? A few days? A week since your last orgasm? Oh, that long, huh? Someone has been keeping count. Not even a ruin in all that time? My goodness, you are proving to be a strong and sexy submissive. I like it. I like that you're strong, because then I know it's your devotion to me and your submission that makes it so I'm able to hold you down and have my way with you. It makes me want to pin you down right now and ravage you. Maybe later. For now, what else is troubling you, my pet? We know the lack of orgasm is driving you mad, but what else could it be? Is your sad little cock yearning to be free of its cage, darling? Is that it? I don't know why we should take the cage off. I mean, what are we going to do with that little pinky dick of yours anyways? It's too small to fuck. It's too little to be worth a blowjob. Let me unlock it, and we can see what we're working with at least. There we go. All free. For now. Oh, sweetheart. Why do we even bother? Your tiny dick doesn't even register as a cock on my radar. What am I supposed to do with that little nubbin? Does it count as a blowjob if my tongue is bigger than your teeny weeny? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a finger job, since you're too small for an actual hand job. How does that sound? Am I going to let you come? That is a very good question. What if I said I was going to keep you denied for another week? Would you be sad? Oh, your little cock jumped when I said that I might deny you for another week. I think your tiny little dick likes being denied. Thankfully, I make the decisions around here, and not your little betrayer cock. Oh, does that feel good when I jerk you off like that, baby? With my fingers? Not even my whole hand. Oh, I wish I could use my whole hand, but your little cock would disappear in my grip. You know, if you had a bigger dick, we could have so much fun with it. I could give you proper blowjobs and handjobs. You would be able to fuck me and have me actually feel it. If you had a real cock and not this little stump, you could fill my pussy up and pound me until I had a screaming orgasm. But don't worry, darling. I've got it covered. I'm going on a date tonight, and I'll get my fill of a real man's cock. A nice, big, thick dick that will stretch me out and fill me up. It'll fuck me so deep. It'll get to places your cock could never reach. And then when I come home, I'll lay back on the couch, and you can lick and suck every last drop of cum from my pussy while I tell you about my sexy date and how he made me come over and over again on his fantastic cock, and how wonderful having a real man's cock inside me was. Having a cock that could actually make me come. I'm so excited to tell you about it. Oh, is your little teeny weeny ready to pop? Does the idea of swallowing another man's cum from my dripping cunt do it for you? You may have one ruined orgasm now, and if you want to play with your little pee-pee later, you can have another ruin, as long as you're thinking about how good I felt being fucked by a huge cock, how many orgasms I might have had. You'll do that for me, right, baby? Tell you what, let me get my other finger slippery with your pre-cum. And so, while the fingers of my right hand stroke your cock, I'll use my slick finger on my left hand to stimulate the underside of your sad little cockhead. I'll rub that slippery finger on the underside, right where the head meets the shaft. And I'll feel you get harder. And when you start to twitch, I'll take my hands off so you can have a wonderful ruined orgasm. Doesn't that sound great? Are you ready to come for me, my pet? Are you ready to come all over yourself? Enjoy that feeling of release, baby, no matter how small it is. Feel your balls getting lighter and less full. That's my good boy. Oh, that was such a good ruined orgasm. I'm proud of you. You did so good. Now, open your mouth so you can clean up this little puddle of cum. We don't want it to go to waste. And while you're doing that, I'll put your cage back on you. There you go, baby. All safe and sound again under lock and key. Oh, you're welcome, my darling. Your gratitude and devotion are a gift to me. And any chance for you to release your cum is my gift to you. Maybe next time we'll get to 2 full weeks without any relief for you. That sounds so good to me. Well, for now, come and lay down with me. We'll take a nap, and then you can help me dress for my date.